When it comes to the ice epidemic, I sometimes get the impression that we are all talk and no action. How many times have we heard about major spending initiatives to tackle the scourge of ice? Politicians seem to go out of their way to let us know what they're doing about ice. But when you have a look at the detail of what they've actually done up against what they say they're going to do, it appears that there is a different story emerging, because we find out today that none of the $300 million promised to tackle ice addiction has actually been spent. That's right, not a single dollar. So we had $300 million set aside in December last year, and there's some urgency to do with this stuff, because we had all of these frontline medical workers and family members affected by ice saying this is an epidemic. You know, we've got kids dying at the moment, and the flow-on effects into other parts of the community are huge. So December last year, $300 million put aside to fight ice from the federal government. But not one dollar has been spent. So you've got all of these community organisations, frontline workers, welfare officers, who are saying, please, feed us, give us some money, because we've got all of these people marching in here with ice addictions. We've got parents here who are helpless to try and sort out their kids' problems. There's $300 million that has been put aside for this, but we don't actually have the money. So it was December that it was promised. It's going to be distributed through the primary health networks. But as of this moment, October 20, 2016, none of it's gone anywhere. And I don't know how much longer people have got to wait for this stuff, because they need it now. They needed it last December. Last December was when it was really in the thick of the ice epidemic. By the time they hand the money out, there'll be some other drug that's come along. In fact, that's what's happened in the last week or so. We've been talking about this drug, Flacker, on the surface paradise or the Gold Coast. And we spoke to David Caldicott, who knows everything about all these illicit substances, yesterday, who says, mate, there's a whole range of other things that are coming that are going to lead to a spate of mystery overdoses this summer. He says this summer will be a summer of mystery overdoses from some of these drugs that we do not even have an opportunity yet to understand. But meanwhile, the last drug epidemic, ice, that we were so obsessed about tackling, we haven't done anything about, because there's $300 million sitting there that has not yet been handed out. So I don't understand why that is, but I would suggest they might want to hurry the hell up, because at the moment there are frontline services begging for this money. They won't come on this afternoon to talk about it. Most of the people we've spoken to about this today, the people who are begging and waiting for the money, they don't want to come on and talk about it this afternoon. You can probably guess why, because they think, oh, well, then we definitely won't get the money. So they find themselves completely wedged at the moment, because they're not receiving any of the money, and they feel that if they make a noise about it, that then they'll go to the bottom of the list. So Malcolm Turnbull and anyone else who has carriage of this stuff federally, it's all well and good to hold a press conference and beat your chest and say, we've got $300 million that we're going to handle out to address the ice issue, but you've actually got to hand the money out if it's going to do any good. It's 5 minutes to 4 o'clock. No news yet on the Gable Tosti verdict. Damien Ryan did say that there was some delays expected in relation to that, so we will just keep on watching and waiting.